Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast, episode 250.
I thought this was the 250th episode.
250.
So this is going to be a special episode, I guess, right?
Special.
Yeah. 250, well, it's got to be. We have no topic tonight, for one thing.
We're doing an evil talk.
Oh, no. I'm going to turn it off right now.
Well, we were supposed to have a special guest on, our buddy Greg Bazzelli from Monsters in the Mosh Pit podcast.
But he had an issue and could not make the show.
He had a family emergency, so hope everything's okay with whatever's going on there, and we'll catch him next time. But
yeah, but this is 250? God dang.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that...
250. Wow.
That's crazy, huh?
So maybe we're just going to reminisce a little bit back on the last 249 episodes.
Yeah, we could do that. Plus whatever else comes to mind, because we have no topics.
Well, because I wouldn't watch Children of the Corn.
Oh. What do you got against that movie anyway?
I love Children of the Corn. I just ain't got time to sit and watch something like that right now. It's a very busy period of time.
Yeah, I know. We both got a lot of
shit. It's almost
going
like
on.
Halloween season right now.
Sort of, yeah. What's up with that? But yeah, I'm busy helping with my granddaughter, daughter, and my ex-wife moving, and they're packing it shit up, and it's just been a nightmare.
Yeah, and I've been dealing with grandkids and birthdays and work, and Lisa being, you know, hadn't been feeling very good. And yeah, I'm just tired tonight.
Me too.
And
but
it's been storming in the Dallas-Fort Worth area all weekend, so that kind of drags everybody down.
Yeah, I know.
And I was out in the storms all day. And
so was I.
It sucked.
But I am drinking vodka.
I'm not. I'm drinking iced tea, unsweet.
You being a good boy tonight.
Dude, I don't feel like doing anything. I came home and was tired and was going to play my wrestling game. And I'm like, I'm too tired to do it. So I go to Netflix. There's literally nothing on Netflix that I can find worth watching. Honestly. Except a bunch of documentaries and crap. And I come across that Leave the World Behind, which was supposedly produced by the Obamas, and all the conspiracy nuts are saying that this movie is like showing the future, because I guess there's a ship that like hits the shore or something, and they claim that was the boat that hit the Baltimore Bridge.
Oh, okay.
And there's a scene where a bunch of Teslas drive off and start crashing into each other. So it's sort of a movie where the technology starts to fail and they don't know exactly what's going on, but
cyber attack or some shit,
something like that. And yeah. I have to admit, in the 90s, I was one of the biggest conspiracy theory buffs there was, but I got burned on it too many times, and I don't really believe in a lot of conspiracy theories anymore. So just because Barack Obama produced a movie doesn't mean anything to me. It's actually been a pretty good movie, but I had to stop in the middle of it to film the episode. So that's been my night since I came home from work, from dealing with the kids. It's like a 2.5 hour movie.
So is today Michaela's birthday?
No, it's actually going to be next Friday, but Ms. Ayla's having to have surgery on Tuesday on her ear that's been hurting her for a while.
Okay.
So we were getting the birthday done last night, and today was Ayla's fun day since she's going to be hurting for a little bit. And I decided to take a chance and take her to see the movie Abigail, the new vampire movie.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Now, a lot of people will probably frown on the fact that I'm taking a 10-year-old to see a rated R movie, but I researched it, and there isn't anything necessarily bad in it except a lot of cussing. And that poor kid hears all of us cuss like sailors, so, you know, that's not going to hurt anything.
So it's not really that bloody or anything, gory?
It's got blood, but it's very fake-looking blood.
Oh, yeah.
Might be something to review down the line. I don't know.
Okay.
But she enjoyed it. She got bored with it because it was slow, and it's hard for her to sit still.
She
was getting a little bored with it. So, but we got to the end, and she said, "Oh, that movie was cool." So she liked it.
Well, good.
But it was raining. I had all kinds of plans with her, and the rain ruined it all. So,
yeah.
So I took her to see a movie, and she seemed to like it. I said, "Well, was she said she seen Megan?" So I said, "Did you like Megan or?" This better, she said. This was much better.
Really? Okay. Well,
Abigail, that's the name of it, and it is
the little girl vampire, right?
Yeah, ballerina vampire. And then Miss Scarlett's like, "I wanted to see it." I said, "You're not gonna watch that, Scarlett. You're too little."
Yeah. 10, so, 10 when you get to about 10,
yeah,
you should be good, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, with Uncle Dee Dee around, I'm sure they've both seen some movies they probably shouldn't have because he don't care.
And, you know, unless you're like me where
you were watching The Exorcist at age 2, were you not?
5. It was 5. But, yeah.
You know, I my big problem with movies and kids is a lot of the gratuitous sex scenes and nudity. Yeah. And if they don't have that in it, I don't really have a problem with kids watching horror movies. She was 2 years old at Moxley Manor with everybody passing her around, if you remember.
Yes, I
just
did.
I'm still old school when it comes to the whole nudity and sex stuff. I don't like kids watching that if I can control it.
Yeah,
language has changed in our environment and our and everything now to where it's not really that shocking anymore. I remember in the 80s, if somebody said fuck, it was sort of shocking. Maybe, but now it's not, you know? I mean, The Rock is dropping F-bombs in wrestling, and they're just beeping him out. So, that's sort of my community take on language has sort of morphed since the childhood days.
Yeah.
I guess there's still some words that we have new words that are probably shouldn't be said that we said quite frequently probably in the 80s. So I guess that's a lot of the change too.
Well, again, I cuss like a sailor because of my mom. So,
right.
Cause she, every other word that come out of her mouth was fuck. So,
well, yeah. And the girls hear that, not just for me, but I try to do better, but yeah.
Yeah. What can you do?
Auntie is the worst at cussing, and she used to make us make Uncle David pay her a quarter every time he said a bad word. So,
well, before we get any further, let's do our drawing.
Let's do the drawing.
We're
not going to say how many people ended up entering it.
No, we're not.
But I was quite happy with the number.
No, we're not.
I was.
Okay, here I got my hat. I got all the names in here.
All 17? Oops, I wasn't supposed to say how many. Sorry.
All right, here we go.
And the winner is...
The winner is Marie from Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, okay, cool.
So,
congratulations.
And let's do a runner-up here.
Okay.
I'm going to send some stickers out.
Yeah, let's do two drawings. Let's do a runner-up.
Let's take Marie's name out of there.
Hopefully we have their email. Well, I guess so, since they had to email you the stuff, so.
There we go. All right, here we go.
And the second, or the first runner-up winner is?
Betsy Kulikowski, our friend from Oklahoma.
Congratulations.
She's an author, and she started her own podcast, the Unfreaking Believable Podcast.
Right.
We've played the promo for it on
commercial,
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, congratulations to both of our winners.
I'll have to get her address and Marie's address and get that shirt.
They're in Fort Worth. Maybe we can just find them.
Maybe they can meet them at Sammy's or something.
Yeah, I haven't even been to Sammy's in like a month. They probably think I'm dead. I've been busy, man. I'm glad we don't have a lot of haunted housework to do, because I wouldn't be getting anything done.
Well, plus, every time we want to do anything, it rains.
It rains.
But I'm telling you the truth, dude, I'm probably going to be busy till at least first week of June.
So that means we're going to be back there in the summer when you said we're not going to ever do that again.
Well, I'm sorry, but because the 17th through the 19th, we got Texas Frightmare, May.
Yeah. So
that's a weekend out that we can't do nothing.
Reportedly.
Reportedly.
If that place is real crowded, I'm not staying very long at it.
Yeah. Well, I heard it's better now because it's split into three levels.
Oh, good. Yeah, I think it outgrew that Hyatt at the DFW.
Yeah,
that's part of why I quit going, because it was just so darn crowded.
Yep, you're asshole to elbow, man.
Yeah, you were.
Last time I went, I think the last time I went was 2017.
I went to, who was it? I can't remember now, but I went for one particular person, and I left after that.
Did you get your confirmation emailed a little bit ago about the Texas?
Dude, I don't look at my email every 5 minutes like you. I check it like once a day.
Oh, well, you should have an email with your QR code.
You're always asking me to check email. I don't look at my email all the time. Email is so 1990s. Don't you get it? Now you're making me look at my email. I got nothing.
You didn't.
No. No email from anybody from that.
Well, I don't know why.
I got a Tubi, updated our terms. Papa John's survey and a Diabolic DVD have a sale. They're trying to get me to buy some new stuff.
Did it go to your spam?
I doubt it. No.
Huh.
Did not.
I wonder why I got...
Don't know.
Is this for both of us or for one of us?
Why both?
It's got my name, attendee name.
I didn't get no email. I guess I'm not going.
Maybe they
nope, I didn't get anything for real.
Maybe they didn't send it out to you yet, so.
Well, I guess I'm not welcome, so blah.
Well, I paid for the damn table, so you better have a badge.
I'm gonna have my nephew come to this thing too.
Oh yeah,
he's still making his stuff. He just made a sign today for the Bubba Room or the Crypt, I think we're supposed to call it.
Okay.
So he keeps making us cool stuff, signs and things.
Cool.
He actually made us an emergency fire exit sign to put. I don't know where exactly we could put it, but we'll find a place for it. Definitely.
Sorry. Yes, we could put it on that. We could put it on that door there at the next to the garage by going from the museum.
Probably.
Because really, that's really the only shortcut there is, besides the one in the toxic room and doll room.
Yeah.
And your little things you can only fit through.
Me and the kids.
I guess I'd just burn up.
You'll just burn up. Yeah, you can't get to the emergency exits. Oh, you could go over the fence, I guess.
Or just barrel through it.
Dude, I'm guessing there's probably some good flooding back there this time with all the rain.
Oh, yeah, man. It flooded bad, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to go check the garage, see what it looks like. But honestly, I came home and ate dinner, and then I just laid on the couch and was hoping to nap, but I couldn't nap, and my mind was just everywhere today. So I started watching that show on Netflix, and I don't see the big controversy about it. It actually might be something we might could do on the show. Everybody
Netflix,
says the ending is really shitty, so I'm going to see if that's true or not.
I'll have to see if I can find it elsewhere.
Got Julia Roberts in it.
Yeah, I see. And Ethan Hawke, too. Yeah.
Ethan Hawke, yeah. So we'll see how bad the ending reportedly is. I don't know. That movie's got a lot of, you know, it's just sort of one of those, what do you call it? Not end of the world, just disaster type movie themes to it. It's all I'm seeing. So last Saturday we were at the Aska concert, and they had a CD release party / show at Jay Gilligan's in Arlington, which is where Aska used to play many, many times until me, Video Bob, and several others got them kicked out of Jay Gilligan's until last Saturday, and they finally had their big return to Jay Gilligan's. And Brett was with me.
Now, why did you get them kicked out?
We're not going to go into that story. You know, and I'm not saying. That was a long time ago. I'm no longer the same person now. I encourage bad behavior.
All right, we'll continue on then. What were you saying?
You done made me lose my thunder now.
I stole your thunder again.
Yeah.
You were saying that me and you went and seen it.
Yes.
And it was
a
good
time. I do
like
Conrad Thomas on the one of the wrestling podcasts. He's always rocking in his chair. I notice I never stay in one place when I watch it on YouTube. I'm always moving. I can't help it. Anyway, yeah, we were at the Aska show. Saw lots of people I haven't seen in a long time. Took a lot of good pictures, and we had a good time.
Yeah, we did.
New guitar player made his debut.
Yeah, and he's pretty damn awesome too, man.
Yeah, he seemed a little shy and reserved at first, but
yeah, a little nervous. I don't think
he's from Houston, and he was up here in Arlington right next to the Ranger Stadium, and he'd mentioned something about the Astros, so maybe he thought us evil Ranger fans would shoot him. My light keeps getting bright and unbright.
I can't even notice it.
I've got a ghost in here.
You got a bad bulb?
Nah, I don't know what I got, but it keeps brightening and unbrightening. Anyway, so we had a good time with the Aska crowd and the band. We got the new CD. It's called Night Strike. We're not going to review it tonight.
Here it is.
But I will.
Can you see it?
If you're on YouTube, that's what the cover looks like.
Got a little bit of a glare there.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to unglare it.
Unglare.
Sort of hard to see. It's one of those kind of. It's got a dark little monster guy on it and a white.
If you can
kind
see
of a lighter background.
Mine's signed, so I got mine signed.
Yeah, I didn't get mine signed because I've known those guys for like 25, 30 years. I didn't feel like I ought to ask them to sign anything.
And all I got to say is it's a great album, man. That's all I can say.
I made the mistake of sending George a private message and it got put public. And I will say that this is about the best album, and that was within 24 hours of having it, the best metal album I've heard in the decade. I'm being honest. It's grown on me even more as I've had it for a week, so.
I got my CD player working in my truck, so.
Good.
I listened to it today, so. I was having to listen to it on my Blu-ray player last night.
Well, I burned it to CD. I'm onto, you know, Apple Music, of course. But their webpage, they have a new webpage. It's www.askahq, Aska headquarters, HQ, www.askahq.com. So www.askahq.com, and you can order this Night Strike CD or vinyl. It is not on streaming yet, unless you actually have the physical CD, put it in a CD burner and burn it to Apple Music like I did. So I recommend picking this up if you're a heavy metal, hard rock fan. It's great. I don't really find a weak song on the album, honestly.
No.
It's totally just, yeah.
No. And we're going to have them all on the show, too.
Yes, we are. Yep.
Probably here in the next, hopefully, month.
Yeah. The album was featuring George Call on lead vocals and guitars. Keith Knight on bass and vocals and lead guitars on one song. And of course, the always great Danny White on the drums. And there were some other guest players on the album as well. Their guitar player had left the band in the middle or during the recording session. So they actually released this as a three-piece, but they've now added Eric from Houston to the band. So they are back at full staff again. So we look to see a lot from Aska in the year 2024. And they will be on the Evil Never Dies podcast as soon as Brett books all this, because you're the host of the show, and that's your job.
Yeah, I got a lot on my plate. I got another project I'm working on, too, that I can't talk about.
Well, I can talk about this. I'm about 90% sure I'm about to start a wrestling YouTube show. I'm not going to put it on podcast. I'm just going to run it off of YouTube.
Okay.
What I'm probably going to do is I might just do a couple solo shows, and then I'll have Jimbo on a couple times, and I'll have my friend David on a bit. And who knows? I might start having some wrestling, some guests on it if it takes off a little bit.
Well, I'm sure you'll get a lot of listeners. There's a lot of wrestling fans, man.
Well, you know, wrestling's had sort of a renaissance, and all of it has to do with, if you're a wrestling fan, if you're not, then you're going to be bored with this. Vincent Kennedy McMahon, who ran the World Wrestling Federation / WWE since the early 80s. He bought it from his father. Well, he is no longer in charge of the company, and he's up on federal charges.
Big pooper.
Big pooper himself. Vince McMahon is gone. And, of course, WWE has been bought by Endeavor, which merged it with the UFC as the TKO company. And WWE is now run by
Saudi Arabia. Don't they own it? People in Saudi Arabia own it?
No,
that's what
you're making
up lies.
Okay, Brett's lying to people.
That's what I heard. I thought that's what I heard. I don't know.
You're one of those people who don't know nothing about wrestling. See,
well,
that's why you won't be on the wrestling podcast.
I haven't followed wrestling in a while, so.
Well, you should be, because it's absolutely as good as it was during its last period of heyday, which would have been the 90s during the Monday Night Wars.
Well, now
it's
that
owned by Endeavor, which is a something in Hollywood. They do a lot of the agencies, you know, for the agents for the Hollywood stars and stuff. Ari Emanuel, he's the lead owner of everything. And they brought Dwayne Johnson back into the fold, and he's actually on the board of directors. And Nick Khan is actually the one running the business. And Triple H, Paul Levesque, is in charge of all the creative control of WWE now. And it's starting to go back to professional wrestling, which they once again call it. It's not called sports entertainment anymore. So long story short, I've had a revival in wrestling, and now I've got a history going back to 1981, so I can talk the old stuff and I can talk a little bit of the new stuff, except for the AEW wrestling group. I don't know about it. So we'll be a non-AEW associated show if this does happen.
Cool. So are you going to do your own editing on this, or?
I ain't editing nothing. I'm just going to tape it and put it on YouTube.
Oh, you're not going to have no theme music, nothing like that?
How many times I told you I hate when people put stuff before a show? I guess if I get guests, I'll have to edit it. I don't know. You're the one that has the damn shit.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Am I going to be the one editing it for you?
when I have a guest, I guess you will be, won't you? Now, there ain't going to be no theme. There ain't going to be no intro. It's just going to be welcome to the show, and that's that.
Okay.
I don't want all that.
Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
Okay.
So, you're going to have two editing jobs, I guess.
Three, actually.
Yeah. Maybe four.
Maybe four.
If you start the rec show or whatever you're calling it.
Yeah. Yeah. That might get a lot of people watching that too, because
yeah.
Even though it's just, you know, 30-second clips, you know.
People like watching that stuff.
Yeah, I know. And I see shit every day.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of good for us to grow a little bit out of just talking about heavy metal and horror movies every single week for 249 episodes. I mean, I think it'd be fun for us to branch out a bit and
yeah, for sure.
Get into some other stuff since we've been doing this so long now.
Exactly.
We're not like we, you know, always joke about Evil Talk. A lot of people aren't a big fan of it because we jump all over the place. I think people are used to the single topic that we normally do of a movie review or an album review. So
exactly.
Maybe we'll just start our own talk show eventually, like Video Bob.
We can do that.
We're branching out here. After
that's what I thought the Evil Talks would
branch out to.
Branch into, yeah.
Well, it's about to, maybe.
So
I've even got an Evil Never Dies podcast shirt on tonight.
You do. Are you
impressed?
I've seen that. I was thinking about, I like just the plain white. What do you think the logo would look like in just white?
I don't know. The logo's already white, so.
So what do we have to do it that. In red?
Huh?
Red, like the just the red outline on the white? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it would look silly.
You can just get white t-shirts cheap, dude.
Yeah. I'll try and see. You know, I've got an orange one and a red one. And
just the single color, you know.
I just know this is the best one where you got the Evil Never Dies podcast up above.
Yeah.
I think this is the latest version of the shirt, I think, is it not?
Yep, yes it is. Yeah.
So I'm very proud with what it's become at this point. We've come a long way with the shirts for sure.
Yeah, them first batches sucked, dude.
They did.
And the first one we got, yours, they screwed up and went through the machine or something and got all screwed up.
They did, yeah.
And it had like the stickers in the size sticker, you know, the tape, it was all like melted into the shirt and shit.
It was
like, the first order I was like, oh fuck, what's this place gonna be like?
Yeah, but comfortable shirt, they look good.
They made it right though. They sent us another shirt, so
yeah. But I think you finally sort of perfected the shirt. Now we can just play with different colors maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think I'm gonna try a white.
Might as well. I mean, if it looks like crap, just send it back. Like you said, it's got the red outline, so it might look badass, especially with the red lettering, you know. So go for it.
Just plain old white, just like this one.
The one I didn't like was the blue one I got, because the color blue was more of a gray blue.
Yeah.
Remember that one? I was hoping for a baby blue color, and it turned out to be more gray looking.
Yeah.
That's on me. I should have checked the coloring a little bit better, probably.
Yeah, well, you can't ever tell when you're just looking at a color dot on the screen, too.
This is true.
So, I wish they would get on there and let you, like, mix colors. Like, make the shades darker, lighter.
I'm sure they only have a certain amount of shirts that they have. I mean,
yeah.
I think they do a damn good job offering the different colors, really.
Yeah. You can get baseball jerseys and all kinds of shit.
I've got a baseball jersey.
Oh,
you
do?
Know what? I think it is in white, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the white with red sleeves.
Yeah, I think it is. So there you go with the white. It did warp. Or is that that might be the haunted house shirt. I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
I think it's the haunted house shirt. I don't know. I have to find it and see. Go for it. Order a white one. We need to have another sale here.
Well, I'll have to make a white one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to take some time for me. Well, I'm technically challenged.
What we got going right now with the shirts.
Yeah. Nobody's bought one in a while.
No, we haven't really promoted them in a while either.
Yeah, I know. They're always putting them on sale, though. You can always get them for $16, which, you know, with shipping, it's $20, $21 or something, I think.
Yeah. Which would probably be about what we'd have to charge if we were to make them ourselves. So I think it's a pretty good deal now that it's all said and done. I just really wish we had a few for Texas Haunters Convention.
Well, that's what I was thinking about, getting these white ones made up.
I would really like to have some for that.
I'll have to, I'm going to call a guy.
Oh, you're going to call a guy.
Seven Sins Printing. They do a bunch of the local bands here in town. Gotcha. And this corporate shirt, he's got two colors on that. He's got the yellow and yellow and white on the mm-hmm. corporate shirt. And I think he said he only paid $15 a shirt for him.
Yeah, that could be something we could get for Texas Haunters Convention.
So one color might be even cheaper. So I'm going to see about that.
Okay. I like it.
And also, we might be having, if everything works out right, we might be having a live show.
I was going to say, are we supposed to talk about that yet?
Well, I'm just mentioning it. Okay. I pretty much got everything worked out with one party. I'm just waiting on the other party to verify.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. But that ought to be fun.
Yeah, that would be cool. I keep seeing you move your cup back and forth. It's making me dizzy.
Making you dizzy?
I have no tea left either. All gone. No tea.
No tea?
No tea.
Well, last week when I had ice in this thing until Monday morning, dude.
Is it a Stanley?
No, it's not a Stanley. I don't know what it is. I think it's just a cheap Walmart.
I am so mad. Walmart had these things here. I don't even know what. I guess they're wine tumblers. I don't know. But they had them like two Halloweens ago, and I kept buying them until they ran out. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait till this new Halloween season. I'm going to buy like more. They never had them. These are the best cups I've ever had.
Yeah. They stainless steel?
Yeah. But they got this
ceramic on the outside.
Ceramic coating, you know, and they stay together well, you know, and this is the witch one, you know, there's a vampire one and I think a ghost one, but yeah, I love these things. I wish I was able to get more of them, but they did not have them.
Huh.
We got the new Ouija board sign up here now this week too.
Did I ever mention that I changed my shit around?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
I change this all the time, this little spot here. It never stays the same. We got Gene Simmons still up there. He's always there. Can't see Gene real good, though. Gene, turn around. Nah, hell. Well, what else we got?
I don't know. What else? Do you got anything else?
Don't know that I do.
Might be just a short episode tonight.
A short episode for 250. Yeah. We were going to reflect on the last 249 episodes. We have learned one thing, that Dracula is king on the Evil Never Dies podcast.
Yeah, it is.
Those are our most popular episodes.
The Hammer Draculas, for sure.
The Motley Crue episodes seem to be a pretty good little hit.
One was and one wasn't.
Well, that's true, too. I don't know. We may be done with Motley Crue. I don't know that I want to review anything else at this stage. I think we got, you know, we did Shout at the Devil, or you did, or I did, or somebody did.
I was looking at something. I don't know if this was a joke in or a joke ad or something, but somebody was saying that Vince Neil's the best rock singer out there today.
You know, it's hard to argue that he's not, isn't it? Hard to argue that. I have to agree with him.
Oh, shit.
Maybe in 1980.
Yeah, 250 episodes. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, July, it's going to be starting our fourth season.
That's insane.
Ain't it crazy?
There's so much that we were needed to do that we still haven't done, I guess.
The list is still long.
Well, some of that shit needs to just come off the list, I think.
Yeah. Well, no, we'll just keep it on there. I guess I can put stars by which ones we need to do. If it's got 5 stars, we need to do it quick. And 1 star, we
can
do
stay
it
on there for another year.
For the 10-year episode.
10-year episode? I'm not doing this for 10 years.
Oh, you're not?
No. I'll be famous and rich doing my wrestling show by then.
Hope so, man. That would be fucking cool. I bet that will get a lot of views, dude, for sure.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Especially if I get Jimbo on there and David on there and maybe a few guests along the line. That's all I listen to is wrestling podcasts.
Well, you know a bunch of people in the wrestling world, so shit.
Yeah.
Get them on there, man.
But yeah, this is what hasn't worked in 249 episodes besides Evil Talk?
A lot of stuff, dude. Just learn so much, man, since day one.
We have.
Just the editing thing, it's like
we've killed off so many concepts. Remember we used to do the top tens? We stopped doing those.
Yeah, I know.
I don't really miss those, I don't think.
No, not really.
Then the whole biography episodes that we did the Dio thing, and then I think we did one on D. Snyder, and that's as far as we ever got with that.
Yeah. So
I guess our format will stay the same in the next year.
We're just doing what we're doing, man. Whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
We're not really on a set schedule.
Yeah, we are.
I'll text you at lunch and say, what do you want to do this week? And we'll decide from there.
That's true.
You know, it ain't never been no set deal. Like, we got to get this one done or.
Well, you just said you're going to put 5 stars. We got to get this done. So you're
well,
hypocritical here.
I don't know.
You're just,
Just doing what we're doing, man. That's all we're doing.
Well, what else we got? What do you want to reflect on in 249 episodes?
Just all the people we've met and stuff, dude.
Lots.
You know, everybody's just been so cool, you know. Met a lot of good friends, even though I've never met them in person, you know. I feel like I could message them and say, hey, you know, shit like that.
We had the one Deep Purple guy critic.
Yeah.
That's the only person that's ever really, really thrashed the show.
Yeah.
More positives than negatives, for sure.
A lot of people must not do like Apple reviews because I seen our buddy Todd was saying something from Middle Aged and Creeped Out was saying something in their group that this was, he'd got a review on there and he said it was the first in a very long time.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't leave reviews on stuff. I guess I should. I just mainly on YouTube. I'll give people a thumbs up, and I know that helps. Well,
even
a
that
lot.
Helps on the YouTube.
It helps a lot. Yeah,
I'd be happy for that. Hit that thumbs up button.
But we will continue with YouTube and podcasts, and I guess it's the way the future will be for the show.
Just keep doing what we're doing, man. That's all we can do. If we think of something else more to do, we'll do it.
Well, that's about all I got on the 250th episode of the Evil Never Dies podcast.
Evil talk.
Yeah. This is not an anniversary edition.
No,
we it's quit not those.
Yeah, we're not doing them again. That came up on the something.
Not that.
And I was saying something to somebody and they said, but it was so fun. I'm like, I said, do you actually listen to the whole thing? The whole 2.5 hours?
I didn't even listen to it.
God bless you.
Well, that sounds like a good time to stop this episode and move to 251.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching, listening, and I guess I'll talk to you Wednesday for the midweek. Who knows what the hell I'll pull out of my hat for that. Maybe some Led Zeppelin. What do you think about that?
I think we need to start going out of the box on music.
Yeah.
It's become too thrash metal and, you know, whatever core centric. So do some Zeppelin.
I just might.
I think you should.
We'll
I think
see.
That's a damn good idea.
All right, everybody. I guess we'll talk to you episode 251. And
stay evil.
Stay evil, everybody.